Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Some developments today in Massachusetts' likely race for U.S. Senate. The state's senior senator, John Kerry, whose nomination for Secretary of State is expected to lead to a special election, is supporting the first declared candidate. In a statement this afternoon, Kerry says U.S. Representative Ed Markey is one of the most experienced and capable legislators in the entire Congress. The statement came shortly after Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas announced that she would not be running and a day after Markey declared his bid. WBUR's Fred Tice is keeping track on all of this for us and joins us now in the studio with the latest. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Steve.
So, Fred, it looks like the Democrats in Washington are lining up behind Congressman Ed Markey.
Yeah, Steve, it appears so. I mean, first of all, you have Kerry's statement that says he supports Markey's decision to run. Vicky Kennedy, the widow of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, has issued her own statement. She calls Markey the best person to continue in the tradition of John Kerry. And the chairman of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, also has a statement out, and he says Markey is exactly the kind of leader Massachusetts needs in the U.S. Senate.
So why is the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee getting behind Markey?
Well, you know, they would typically look at the polls, you would think, and they would not comment on whether they have been polling. And we know of only two other polls out there. One is commissioned by Markey, and that one may show that he's doing well enough, and the DSCC may have seen that poll. The other poll, of course, is a public poll. It's our poll, the WBUR poll, last week. And that poll shows that Mike Capuano and Stephen Lynch would do nearly as well as Markey in a race against Scott Brown. So I'm not sure what the DSCC is seeing in the polls, if anything.
Now, is the Washington Democratic establishment trying to repeat what it did last year with Elizabeth Warren?
Well, that turned out to be an effective strategy, of course, right? Rallying behind Warren early. But she had a national network of small donors who were eager to contribute to her campaign. And in Massachusetts, she was able to ignite the enthusiasm of a vast network of volunteers who got the vote out for her. So I'm not sure if Ed Markey is going to be able to repeat that.
Mm-hmm. And now Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas today says she is not in the running. Does that leave this race without a woman?
Well, that's right. It appears as if while the Washington Democrats are rallying behind Markey, back here in Massachusetts, we could end up here with a race with nothing but men running for Kerry's seat. And it's kind of striking that Massachusetts could be reverting to its old habits after it finally elected a woman senator in Elizabeth Warren. As the only woman, Tsongas would have had the backing of Emily's List. She was also the first Massachusetts member of Congress to endorse Warren more than a year before the election. So she was in a good place to receive a potential endorsement from Warren, who is now the most prodigious fundraiser in the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the fact that the forces in Washington seem to be rallying behind Markey make it harder for other potential candidates who are still mulling a run?
Well, we're going to have to see if Markey gets the backing of organized labor. That's something Congressman Stephen Lynch of Boston would be looking for. He dropped out of the 2010 Senate election when Martha Coakley garnered the support of most of the unions. Now, Congressman Mike Capuano is not easily scared, and a few moments ago, he issued a statement saying, "It seems that the big names of our party are trying to choose our nominee for us." Capuano says, "If I make this run, it'll be from the streets up, not from the elite down." And finally, there's State Senator Ben Browning of Pittsfield. He's getting married this weekend, and he is still planning to form an exploratory committee next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting honeymoon, I suppose, some discussion there. Okay, thank you very much, WBUR's Fred Tice.